Hello and welcome to The Villain Was Right, the podcast where we look at movies and TV shows from the villain's perspective and dare to ask, were they really all that bad? I'm your host, Craig Faye.
And I'm your host, Rebecca Reeds.
And this week on the podcast, we are covering Starship Troopers.
Woo! This was my first watch.
This is your first watch?
This is my first ever watch.
I definitely have not seen this since probably when it came out, or maybe I saw it one other time in the early 2000s after it came out. But this is like... I definitely rewatched this with a newfound appreciation for the movie.
Oh my God, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
It's
bopped.
Slightly underrated, I think, as a movie.
No, I think it might just be like cult classic, like in the sense of like, if you like it, you really like it. Like,
yeah.
I think there are a lot of people that really do appreciate this film.
Yeah.
But it's just not. And it's also resurfaced recently of people being like, this movie would have been canceled. I'm like, no, you're, again, missing the point.
You missed the
point.
They
did the first time.
It's a weird, and it's actually a movie that we've sort of avoided for a long time because the entire point of the movie is that the villain is right.
Yes.
And we're like, that's a little on the nose for us. And now we're at episode 280, whatever. And we're like I don't
know. Yeah, let's do it.
We'll take an easy one.
Yeah, fuck it.
So guys, if you have not seen Starship Troopers, basically what it's about is it takes place in the future and it kind of opens on this, what can only be described as propaganda film about how you should join the military and fight bugs and all the rest in space. But it more or less kind of follows like this group of like, I guess like high school graduates from Buenos Aires. We have Rico, who's kind of the like athlete, like
yeah.
No other skills other than kind of being a bit of a grunt.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Flores, who's or Dizzy, who is also just kind of she's like another football player, and she also wants to join the military.
She wants that dick.
She wants that dick. Yeah, she's one horny. Anyway, we got Carmen, played by Denise Richards, who's like the smart one and is going to go become like a pilot because she's like so good at math. And then we have Ace Levy, who's Jake Busey, who's like just, again, another kind of grunt soldier. And Neil Patrick Harris playing Carl, who's like the smart psychic one and ends up going into like military intelligence and all that sort of thing. And there's like other soldiers and stuff that kind of come in and out, but we sort of like follow them through like, oh, they're sort of convinced to sign up because they want to become citizens. So only citizens can vote. And the only way to become a citizen is military service. And they're like, this is great. Do that. And so Rico sort of joins up to be like, I can do whatever I want and fuck you, mom and dad, who are rich and I'm not going to Harvard. I'm going to become this. And while they're all away at military training, an asteroid hits Buenos Aires, destroys the entire city. They blame it on the bugs and they go to war with the bugs. They kind of get their, they're like, yeah, we're going to succeed. They go to their home planet. They get their asses handed to them. Like so many people die, they barely get out alive. Rico barely gets out alive with his grunts. His commanding officer gets killed. Everything, like horrible deaths too. Like horrible. Like,
oh
ripped
yeah,
to pieces.
They go for it.
So they get kind of reassigned to these like Rough Riders, the Razchek's Rough Riders, who also happen to be the teacher who was telling them to go join the military.
Yeah.
And they go down and they realize, oh, the bugs are smart. And they actually have set a trap for them. And then they kind of realize, oh, okay, there's a smart bug somewhere. Let's go capture it. And a whole bunch of the main characters die.
Yes.
They get their brains sucked out by bugs. They get ambushed. There's a lot of machine guns going off and bugs exploding. And it's kind of fucking cool. And then at the end, they kind of are like, yeah, we captured one of the brain bugs. And this is going to be great for humanity. Hurrah, hurrah. And that's kind of how the movie ends.
Yep.
Just a lot of people dying and being like, we did it, everybody,
yeah.
Having resolved nothing.
No, it was perfect.
Yeah.
And Rico, the jock, just kind of being like the winner, like the most moronic person being the head of everything is so... Boom, like spot on. I'm like, oh yeah, you're perfect for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're perfect to not question anything.
Yeah, this movie has some things to say.
Yes, it does. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got big, big opinions.
Yeah. So, I mean, the obvious thing is that for the obvious villain of this movie, it's the bugs.
It's the bugs, yes.
The arachnids, as they call them, yeah. Or the...
I couldn't stop laughing every time. And I know it was like, so, you know, in the movie, in the context of the movie, it's very serious. Like all these, you know, like millions of people are dying. But they're like, these bugs sent these asteroids. I'm like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Like that is legitimately hilarious. And I love it.
So do you think they did, though, is the real question.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Why? What? It was a what
false,
do you mean?
It was a false flag
yes,
attack.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Yes, of course. It's a fucking asteroid. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like the calculations that need to be done in order to like over that distance.
Yes.
Send an asteroid, even so that it's going to hit Earth, yeah. Is insane.
And they're like we have to find the one smart one. Okay, so maybe this is not going down the same way you think.
Yeah. So I absolutely agree. It's a false flag attack. The destruction of Buenos Aires was it is Buenos Aires, right? Yes. Okay.
Oh, buddy, you could have said any word and I would have been like, 100%, yes. Nailing it.
Yeah.
You got it.
is like absolutely like a government ploy in order to rally people to go and invade these alien planets because here's the thing. It's fascism. They are straight up fascists,
yes.
The humans in this.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And like... The speech at the beginning when they're in class, it was
so
just
funny.
Like lays out the philosophy of this government and these people are like, that's fascism.
Mm-hmm. Also, you find out that like throughout the film that it's not just like, oh, you can't vote. It's like you have to get a certificate to have a baby. You can't be a politician. You can't. There was a couple more examples, but it was just like there was just like a laundry list of things. It's like, oh, you can't do unless you come kill some bugs first.
Yeah, unless you buy into the military service aspect of it, mm-hmm. unless you're part of this. Like, because that's the one thing about fascism, right, is they will create tiers. They will create stratification of society where you go like, these are the good people and these are the people that are worthwhile and these are the people who get to make the decisions. And then there's the other people, the people who are not as good. And then there's the people that we really don't like, right? Like that's...
The bugs.
Yeah, and that's the bugs in this case, right? But like, if it's not the bugs, it's somebody else.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. I can't get over people coming back to this and being like, no, this is like... This is really bad. And it's like, no, how could you... How could you not hear from every single thing they said that the movie had the point of view that this was wrong and not good?
Yeah. I mean, and in their defense, you know, this is Paul Verhoeven coming right off of Showgirls. So
what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No. Oh, buddy,
this is the movie he did after Showgirls.
I don't know. Right? I got no word. What do you mean?
What do I mean is, I mean, he made Showgirls and then like
Showgirls.
Showgirls.
Like,
the worst movie.
Whipping around in the pool.
Yes. What? Yes. RoboCop.
What do you?
RoboCop, Showgirls, and this movie. Same director.
Jesus. H. Christ. You're blowing my mind right now. No, I had no idea. I had no idea.
Oh, Basic Instinct as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's honestly, it's a little inspiring.
Right? We can all bounce back.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Murphy.
I think okay. I think maybe his strong suit is, I will say, like commentary on fascism and corporate use of force and that sort of thing, more so than Las Vegas.
Yeah.
<You know?
laughs>
We all have our voice.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, some people, yeah, I don't know. Like
and
maybe
big swings, you know?
Big swings. Maybe you had a cocaine face. I don't know.
Yeah.
There was just a different energy happening, whatever that was.
Yeah,
there's
I don't know.
Definitely a big different energy.
I don't know for sure, but like, if you had told me that the guy who made RoboCop, Showgirls, and Starship Troopers had a cocaine phase, I wouldn't be surprised, Rebecca. Like, none of these movies scream sobriety and restraint. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. Well, love
some
it.
Some of those people doubting it. I get why you don't trust him to have subtlety and nuance. But this movie does.
Yeah, well, or, maybe not subtlety. I was going to say, yeah. I'm like, I don't think it was particularly subtle. I don't know if we could make the argument for subtlety for sure.
Yeah.
Like, he literally, at one point, one of the characters, and like a hero, like the teacher, you know what I mean? The other characters in this movie have propped up to be, you know, like the man, okay? Like a cool.
Razzchek?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Ironside. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, exactly. Like, he literally said, he's like, naked force has solved every, like, he's like, that is what has moved history forward.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so I'm going to argue that line's not subtle.
No, it's true. Like, that is.
Naked force.
Yeah, naked force has solved more issues through history than anything else. The contrary opinion that violence doesn't solve anything is wishful thinking at its worst, is I believe what his
yeah,
quote is.
Holy
and
Hannah.
You go like, wow. Like that is stripped almost entirely from the Wikipedia article on fascism. Because like I looked it up and I was like, I'm like, you know when you're like, I know what it is when I see it, but like if you ask me to define it. So I like looked it up a little bit. And that's almost it exactly. It's like stratification of society, like people we like, people we don't, strong totalitarian rulers, and like that violence is necessary to achieve your means as a society.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
I think I've said Jesus like 6 times already. Yeah. This is.
Yeah. But I mean, I also found that scene such an interesting way to start the movie. Like, cause that's, they sort of do like an in-camera thing where we're seeing the propaganda, right? And we're seeing them get destroyed. And then they go year later and we're back in the high school class.
Yeah.
So the movie basically starts with, here is like just him outline, here's the philosophy of of this. And it's all, it surprised me how much sense it makes in that sterile classroom setting.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No. Tell me more.
Well, okay, because they're like, only citizens can vote, right? Because like only the people, like he says something like, What is given to you has no value. It has to be earned. You're like, okay, I can see that.
Oh.
No, but
okay.
But you know what I'm saying is like on first pass, you go, everything that he's saying makes sense until you think about it a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I have such a such a problem with any authority that yeah. like everything he said, I was like, fuck that. Fuck you. Hell no.
Yeah.
Like when the, when he goes home and he's talking to his parents and his parents are like, it is so inappropriate that they're recruiting in the schools. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and very rarely do I agree with the rich motherfuckers, but I was like, absolutely. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay. And they're like, we know that this is a bad society and a bad way to run society.
Yes.
We don't want you to be a citizen.
Absolutely. We want you to go to Harvard with your 35%.
Well, I'm glad they haven't solved that problem. Fascism hasn't solved that problem.
Oh, my God. That made me laugh so hard. It was like 35%. Well, okay,
scholar, you know?
Time to go to Harvard, I guess. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So the other thing they say off the top is like, you know, it's like, well, we can't just let everybody vote because some people aren't, you know, qualified to vote. And like, again, on that surface level thing where you go, yeah, you know what? Some people, like sitting in a democracy right now, some people are fucking idiots. Some people are uninformed. Some people don't know the issues and some people are easily manipulated. And you go, the sort of gut visceral reaction to that is like, those people shouldn't be allowed to vote. Like maybe you should need to educate yourself a certain amount before you're allowed to vote. But the slippery slope there is that as soon as you start restricting who can vote, you can start restricting it for any reason. You start having, you know, literacy requirements to, or grandfather, you know, where you're the grandfathering is an racist term, by the way, because it refers back to like if you were a white illiterate in the South.
Okay.
But your grandfather could vote. That means you could vote. So the literacy requirements only applied to black people.
Jesus.
So grandfathering is not a...
Okay,
anyway,
yes.
But like you end up in that area very, very quickly as soon as you say like only the people who are qualified can vote, right? Because... The
yeah,
people
because
in charge
then it's
get
like
to decide
the
qualifications.
Yes, exactly. No, yeah. It's a non-start. You can't.
Yeah.
It's within everybody's interest. You know what I mean? Like, we're all within the society. Therefore, we should all be able to vote within that society.
Yeah. And if you don't give a shit and.
Yeah. And
then
if we're
that's
a
your right.
And also, like, if we're a society of total idiots, then, like, this is where this is going. It's where this is going. Let's go. Okay. Like, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, So, restricting that, them saying like, oh, we'll pay for all your schooling afterwards if you come shoot some bugs.
Right. Cause the one guy was like, oh, I want to go to Harvard, but I can't afford it. Compared to Rico, our main character, who couldn't get into Harvard,
like,
but was going because
do what
he could
I want,
it.
Mom and Dad. I'm gonna go chase. I'm gonna go chase some tail.
Oh yeah, because he joins up to go after Denise Richards.
Yep, almost exclusively.
Yeah,
which is so funny because it's like, yeah, this woman obviously like is a fan of you, but also is like y'all are in high school. Like, she's kind of like, this other hot guy is hitting on me, too. I'm never going to see you again. Bye.
Yeah, she's real real mediocre on him. Like, lukewarm.
Oh, yeah. Super mid.
And I just... Okay, let's a little side.
Okay.
Dizzy.
Yes.
Is throwing herself at this guy constantly. One, I love to see that sort of gender reversal on that.
Oh yeah, I also love to see her taking out bitches, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, it's co-ed, it's high level co-ed, and this woman's absolutely rocking it. She was just railing some men over. I was like, yeah, I like that. Actually.
She's great. She's great. And she finally gets to get with him and then gets killed immediately.
So funny, because just as like a side note, I know we're like very often 16 directions, but Dizzy's such a funny character. Her at the end, like as she's dying, being like, yeah, but at least I got to bang ya. Was laughing.
She's coughing up blood, yeah.
Yes, I was laughing so hard. Yeah. Like, at least I got you. And I'm like, what?
Like, Rico is such a fucking idiot for not going for her sooner.
Well, of course. She's hot. She's fun.
She clearly wants him.
Well, yeah.
And you have more in common. They were both on the football team together.
Yes.
They both are like, I'm going to join up and be like kind of grunts for them.
Both of us are going to constantly chase somebody that does not reciprocate those emotions. We both do that.
I mean, of all the things to have in common with somebody you're in love with, that isn't the good one.
Dude, I gotta tell you, yeah, there is something. I don't know if you want the person that can't take no for an answer, though.
Oh, that's also true.
Oh, dude, terrifying.
I will say, like, this movie was really good in, like, kind of showing what a, like, gender reversing a lot of tropes and, like, basically being like, no, we have a fairly, I'm going to call it a quote, air quotes, equal society in the term of, like, we have just completely co-ed sports and, you know, there's women in positions of authority and on the front lines and, like, all this. Like, it's pretty... like, we're all showering together, and it's not a big thing, and none of the men are gross about it. And, you know, like, there's a couple jokes about, like, she's too good for you kind of jokes, but nothing like a, whoa, zonka, zonka kind of jarhead thing, where I was just like, oh. It's also very interesting that they, like, hide this awful political philosophy, and they're like, no, but see how good and equal and egalitarian our society is? When it's really not.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, as far as gender goes, sure. And then everything else is a nightmare.
Right.
Everything else is a fucking nightmare. I loved all of the like effects in this movie.
Yeah, they hold up, eh?
Oh, the way it looks is just great. I really enjoyed it. Like
for 98, like it's...
Oh, hell yeah. This is a bop. Him on top of that huge, like, I don't know, like beetle bug or whatever, and he's just like shooting into the back of it and drops a grenade in. I'm like, this is... Give me this all day.
Oh, yeah.
Give me this all day. I don't care.
All the explode... Everything is so juicy in this.
Oh, like, that is like, true. That is true.
Like, there is blood everywhere. There's guts everywhere. Like, things are... Like, they shoot a bug and it, like, splashes all over everybody.
Yeah, this is like uh-oh with violence. Like, do you know what I mean?
What, the old game show?
Yeah.
Oh, like where they junk slime on everybody. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm telling you. That's the what kids... it feels like. It's just like... Because it's so neon and fun.
Yes.
With, especially against, like, the backdrop of, like, this, like, dry, desolate, like...
Desert planet.
Like, it looks sick. I don't know. I loved it.
Yeah, and even the CGI, like, even as a little dated as it can get, you're just like, yeah, but they're fucking alien bugs. Like, it looks fine. It looks fine. We get the... Let me tell you, I wanted to play StarCraft so bad after this.
Oh, really? I've never played StarCraft.
It's kind of... I think this StarCraft came out after this movie, and like it definitely took some inspiration from this in Aliens, where it's like space marines shooting like the Zerg are aliens or one of the... They're like bugs or one of the like races you can play or whatever. It's great. It's great. So many hours as a kid wasted playing StarCraft on it.
Not wasted, enjoyed.
Invested
in your future career.
It's resource management and time management. That's what real-time strategies were about.
The whole movie, I was curious about Neil Patrick Harris because I was like, why? I was like, why introduce this concept of like, you know, he can read like into things mind. I was like, how does this, or like power suggestion, you know what I mean? Like this psychic kind of ability. I'm like, why introduce this? And then they brought him back at the very end to be like, it's afraid. And they all cheer. It's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's afraid. The thing we just blew up their whole shit.
Cut off his mouth.
He's afraid.
We've been nuking this planet. Something a little more sinister, I think, that is implied by that, though, and they don't really get into it, is now they have the bug that controls all the other bugs, and they have a psychic guy who now... Can control. So essentially, Neil Patrick Harris is set up at the end of this movie to be like, we can control the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And like, again, if you're a fascist state that needs to constantly be at war in order to justify your existence and your power and your need to suppress certain things, it's like you've basically just guaranteed perpetual war because you're really playing both sides. Right.
Yeah, that's chill. You know what? My brain didn't go that far on that. Shit.
Right?
Yeah, that's not good, eh?
Not good. It's not good. It's not good that they control it. Yeah.
Although, you know, great sequel material.
There are many sequels to this movie.
Are there?
All direct to DVD. I don't think any of them as good as this.
Oh.
I think I have not seen any. So please, audience, correct me if I'm wrong. But I would guess that they miss the sort of subtle message where they focus more on the, it's really cool to shoot bugs, by the way.
Oh, buddy, am I smelling a bad movie? I don't know.
Maybe. Starship Troopers 2.
Look up
knows?
The worst one, but we got to do J-Lo first. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I am, just as a side note for our bonus episodes, I have insisted we do the new J-Lo movie, and Craig and I are going to watch it together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we will be back with notes. I've never been more excited about
it. We should
try
and do it like right before we come here.
No, of course. No, I want it fresh, piping hot. I want it fresh off the rack. I am so excited about that. I've watched the trailer Like, I know it's been out for a minute, but I've been waiting to watch it with you.
Yeah.
The first, I watched the trailer like 3 times in a row. And every time I watched it, I found something new in the trailer. I was like, how is this? There's so many things going on.
How?
It's so layered. You're contradicting yourself sentence to sentence. I'm so excited. I've never been more excited for a bad movie. God, I hope it's atrocious, actually. That's what I'm really, really hoping for. But we'll see. I mean, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe we'll get be tricked into watching an Oscar-nominated movie.
Okay, I don't know if we're going to go next.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Well, I think a trailer is a little different.
That's fair. This is the best we have.
Yes. We tried to cut this into the most enticing. Although, you know what? Effective. It is getting me to watch it.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Effective. All right. Well, here we go. And back to our regular scheduled programming.
I do want to like focus a little bit more on the bugs, though, because yes. One, they are sort of portrayed as this like kind of mindless horde of things, but actually there's a scene, again, they're in high school and it's like, I guess, a biology class. So first of all, just in terms of the sequence of events, they're already dissecting these bugs in a high school.
That's right.
Class. So the humanity has had run-ins with these bugs before. And also the news thing starts at the beginning being like, you know, settlers went into their territory and were massacred.
Mm-hmm.
So there's already established conflict with the bugs.
Yeah.
So whether or not the asteroid is a first strike or not is very much up for debate, even if you accept that it came from the bugs.
Okay. Yes.
Right. First of all, the biology teacher really feels like a Kate McKinnon character. But she also talks about they reproduce in vast numbers. There's no ego, no fear, doesn't know about death, and so is the perfect selfless member of society. So one, it's a very subtle nod to socialism and communism. The other thing that like fascism has, you know, largely rose up to counter, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, fuck these communists, we're going to become fascists.
Yeah.
Instead, like, put down the socialists, stuff like that. But you've got a society where everyone is equal,
mm-hmm.
right? All the bugs are equal. All the bugs do their part.
Yeah.
Right? They're all, you know, as I said, there's no individuality. There's no fear. There's nothing like this. Like, we all just do what needs to be done for the collective good. And that is antithetical to how the humans are operating in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the bugs are the communists, essentially.
Oh, yeah. But no, I don't know if I went that far in my own head, but that makes sense to me. I was just like, bugs good.
Bugs good.
Bugs are good.
Bugs good. Well, because it is their own, like, it's their home planet, right? Their planet is being invaded.
Yes. And also, they start off the top where they discuss, and I don't know if this is a thing, but like they kind of go off and say they have technology that are like zapping these asteroids. What do you think the chances are they just let that one go through? Right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you already have the stuff to counter this. So why are you even going over there?
Yeah, to stop them, right? And how, like, I don't know, how capable are they to redirect asteroids?
I would say maybe zero.
Zero, yeah, because, like, we see them, they say, like, okay, they can shoot spores into space, and that's how they populate lots of different planets. Fair enough. Okay, we see them shooting shit into space. They can do that. But like the fine control that would be necessary. Like they're not in space.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We never see them flying around space or even able to do anything. They're like stuck on planet.
They need some sort of atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're kind of like, you know, island hopping sort of thing, but like through space. Mm-hmm. But they have no capability. One, and this is a fan theory I saw recently. Weirdly enough, just before we watched this, which was Denise Richards' character.
Mm-hmm.
She's out on patrol or whatever, and she's bragging about how she's made a more optimal approach, like a more optimal flight path, and they end up colliding with an asteroid. And there is a theory out there that her collision with that asteroid is what altered its course enough to put it on a collision course to Earth.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Does that timeline add up?
Maybe not, because they get their communications knocked out and they try and warn Earth.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how that...
Oh, like, that's plays. So interesting. Right? I like that. So, like,
she's
that's
responsible. Because her as a character is also crazy irresponsible.
Oh, yeah. She's like... I'm a maverick, okay? I do whatever I want. I push things to the limit. I get close to the building. It's like, have you ever been in somebody's car and you're like, buddy, you are way too far? And they're like, no, I know my car. I know my car. And I'm like, I don't think you do, though.
Yeah, I don't consider it knowing your car to pull, you know, miss the corner of the garage by like... a fraction of an inch.
Yeah, I'm stressed.
Like, that there's a margin of error for a reason.
Yes, absolutely. You're a human being. Okay, things can fuck up. Things outside of your control can happen. Like, oh my God. Okay, just to veer off on a different thing. I had an ex-boyfriend who would drive like a fucking maniac. Like, right. Just like a real, like, he'd get too close to people. If he was bored in traffic, he would just kind of go like back and forth. Like, and I would tell him to stop all the time. I'd be like, stop doing that. And he's like, why? Like, I'm in total control. And I was like, yeah, nobody around you knows what you're doing. So you just look like, A, you're drunk. You look like you could collide into somebody. And then what? Or they try and avoid you. Somebody freaks out a little bit. I was like, you're not in control of other people around you. Like, you get way too close to other cars and be like, no, I'm in total control. I'm like, what happens if they slam on their brakes?
Thank you. I don't know how many times I've had, I felt as it's not about whether you're in control, it's what is the dumbest, slowest person on the road gonna do?
Yes! It stresses me out so fucking much. I'm absolutely. Like, you're not in control of anybody around or environmental things or what have you. Just why push it to the limit?
Yeah, the point is to be predictable. That's what blinkers are about. That's what the speed limits are about. Like, the whole thing is like turning lanes. That's what that all is about, so that you know what, like, if it was just a fucking free-for-all, why would we have stoplights? Just everyone fucking go and figure it out for yourselves, right?
Love it. That's, I can feel you getting jacked up right now. I love it.
Driving is just,
that's,
it's
so
one of my
funny,
things.
Dude.
I don't want people to be mavericks. Like, it doesn't prove that you're a good pilot that you like wait to the last minute to eject your fuel lines.
No, or like, or you're that some you sort get of badass so fucking close or to like it. Whatever.
You know what a good pilot is? Somebody keeps it right between the lines.
Yes.
You know, just zero deviation. What a skill. Like, to keep it straight down the middle, what a skill.
Confidence. Yeah, just strong confidence. I knew a guy that called his turning signal tipping his hand. Tipping his hand. I'm like, we're not out here playing poker, bro. This is a team sport, actually.
Yeah.
Like, and you need to view it as such. Like,
like, that kind of mentality breaks my brain.
Yeah,
it honestly does.
You
like,
look
just
like you can have an aneurysm. I think one of your eyes started to go a bit.
I'm and this is not even a joke, Rebecca. I'm feeling it like underneath my heart right now. Yep, like, I'm feeling something rise up underneath me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, no, this isn't happening. You're just talking about it. Just calm
Buddy,
down.
That's a conversation I have to. I know it seems so stupid. Well, no, you know what? It doesn't seem that stupid because it is kind of the point of like watching movies and TV shows and stuff like that. But sometimes I get so jacked up watching something, like anxiety, whatever it is. And I know none of this is happening. Okay. And I know I'm watching something fictitious, but I'm just like, I can't do it. Like, there is a reason. I skip every time. If I ever rewatch The Office, I will skip Scott's tots every time. It is unwatchable, in my opinion. Unwatchable. Yes. It is a bridge too far. I don't know whose thought that was. I can't do it. I can't do it. I know these are these kids are not, you know what I mean? They're actors. Okay.
None of this is real.
No, none of this is real, and I don't care. I can't watch it. I'm stressed. I am 10 out of 10 stressed. I actually can't.
Yeah, I think we all have that one type of stress that we're like, oh no, I can't see people. No, I can't. Mm-mm. I don't want to be under the influence of this emotion if I don't have to.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I will leave
a room.
Yep. I will leave a room.
Yep.
100%.
That, and I would say if I was to ever rewatch The Bear, I'd have to skip the episode where they, the online ordering episode.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to skip it. I borderline threw up watching that. I'm not kidding. Like, I felt ill. I was like, I had to take a break.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't watch these many shows. Like, I can't watch this back to back. I'm going to need like a big buffer. I'm going to have to watch some Bob's Burgers. We're still in the same setting, but just different people. Fun times.
Just fun. Everything will work out.
Yes. Okay. I fucking can't.
And I think for me, it's seeking a friend for the end of the world. Which was presented as this very sweet, lighthearted, wacky comedy with Steve Carell and Keira Knightley.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise is the world's going to end. The asteroid's going to hit. And it's like,
I don't think I ever watched that one.
They kind of go on like fun adventures. Like they go to like a restaurant and everyone's high on mushrooms because mm-hmm. the end of the world's there. So everyone's acting fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And there's just like all these characters that they meet along the way. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that's kind of fun. And then within the last 10 minutes, the tone of the movie totally shifts and you're just sitting there. And they're holding each other crying because they don't want to be alone when they die. And then it just cuts to a black screen and all of humanity is gone. And you're just like, it is such like it. When I say it fucked me up for days.
Oh, fuck.
For days. I was wandering around being like that. Just it. One, I don't know if it was the turn from like lighthearted, goofy comedy to just like the most serious thing of like, this isn't just death. This is nothing matters anymore. Mm-hmm. Everything you've known is gone and obsolete and no one will remember you. And I was just like, oh, I can't. Days I was fucked up from that.
Oh my God, chilling.
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 Yeah.
I don't know how we got on that whole tangent. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about their training?
My first thought on it was when they're doing the laser tag thing, I thought of you and your story.
That's funny. Okay.
I was like, Rebecca, I like wrote that as like Rebecca's laser tag story
that's
the whole time.
So funny. Just me destroying children.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny. Oh my God. Yeah. Haunting.
What are your thoughts on the training?
You know, there was something interesting about it for me that they would go so strong into, like, we will break you. We will hurt you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right off the top of it, he breaks a guy's arm. Now, we find out that, like, you know, they can fix these things pretty quickly, but you still experience all the pain. And I don't necessarily disagree with a bit of pain in training. If that makes any sense. I don't know how to say this. It's like sometimes when I'm do some kickboxing every once in a while. Nothing like, you know what I mean? Nothing crazy, just some training, just some fun, whatever. And every once in a while I'll get hurt and I'm never upset that I got hurt because I'm like, oh, I have to be reminded that this hurts.
Mm.
That like if I kick somebody, it would hurt.
Yeah.
If I punch somebody, it'll hurt. Like being aware of what it is that you are actively doing is kind of important. Yes,
people.
You are inflicting violence on people. Therefore, violence can be inflicted upon you also. But it was also more present. Like, and I think that's just my own perspective on it, just from doing that. Because I think the actual reality of the movie is that we're going to show you you're nothing. We are going to break you down. Okay, we are going to create a hazing brotherhood environment where you are constantly clawing your way up, and be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man. Be strong.
Yes.
Be like pain is life. okay, take your lashings, whatever. And it's
yeah,
like,
and literal lashings. Yes. He gets literal lashings.
Buddy, when I laughed so hard, I was like, all this technology, everything, and then they go back all the way to that.
To, like, extreme corporal punishment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But another thing that that training does, right, is it also stratifies society again, right? Because mm-hmm. you've got, it's not like you have to be part of the military, right? But you then have the people who wash out and are no good and aren't capable of that,
yeah,
and couldn't put up with the pain and couldn't put up with the stress or whatever it is. And then you have the people who get through it and go, I'm stronger, I'm tougher, I'm better than these people who washed out. I'm better, I'm stronger, I'm tougher than the people who never signed up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the once again, I'm the grade A special boy.
I'm
and everybody else is the, we can tell them what to do because we're the strongest and the best.
I love
right?
it. I'm a special boy.
Grade A special boy.
I love it. I'm a special, special boy.
I can vote and I can tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And I feel no shame or because I am now been made aware that we are different.
Oh my God, yeah. It's so gross.
Yeah, it's bad. And like, I don't think that they care about human life, obviously, because like, guys are getting killed in like live fire exercises. I will say it is very funny in the movie how they just keep yelling, medic!
Yeah, his head's blowing the fuck off.
Yeah.
And they're like, we need a medic. That's so good. Yeah. So what do you think about that scene in particular? Like the idea that they're doing these like live round exercises.
Well, I mean, like you've got to practice with live rounds eventually. Like, I mean, you can't do like the first time you've ever fired a real gun is the second that you step off the dropship.
But I would argue you shouldn't have people moving around the first time you're doing that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that we have not seen all of the training exercises. But like that got out of hand really quickly.
And they loved his answer when they were like, why did you do that? He's like, because I wanted to win.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I've got such a hard boner for that. Oh, I love that so much. Oh, you want to win.
Yeah.
You've got balls.
You're the guy that
you're the guy. Like, because you can even tell when, because even though he's getting his punishment, I can't remember what the character's name, but
the drill sergeant or whatever.
Yeah. The guy that becomes like, he's like, I'm a private now because I wanted to fight like the boys.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes, yes.
So funny. Because he gives him something to put in his mouth. He's like, this will make it better for you. Like you can tell in that moment that he's like, oh, I actually like really respect what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, but not 2 minutes ago did this man like cause a death.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know what I mean? Be like, I would say 50% responsible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the girl who tripped and fell and shot him for sure.
Definitely. Definitely. But I think, I think it's like this weird, well, not weird. It's the whole point of the movie of this like mindless brotherhood of like, no, you want to be a part of this team. You want to be a part of the citizens.
Yeah.
Chilling.
And it's even more chilling because like there's a version of the story where like Rico becomes disillusioned with this as he goes on, right? Like he sees his friends all dying. He sees, the sort of, I'm going to call it like lies and propaganda in terms of like how glorious it is to serve in the mobile infantry, we're going to go kick those bugs' asses and having their asses handed to them. Like he doesn't become disillusioned. Like every time you see him, he becomes more and more engaged into like, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
And he keeps like,
he gets a tattoo.
Yeah.
He
becomes the commander when Ratchik dies or whatever. Well, I can't remember his name.
Special boy.
He's a special grade A boy. And that's exactly what they want. They don't want somebody who's going to question them. They don't want somebody who's going to think for themselves. They want a grade A special boy.
I can't. This is my favorite thing. This is my favorite thing. I am going to use this in my mind for the rest of time. When I see some of these men, I'm going to be like, oh, look, it's a grade A special boy.
Grade A special boy.
Oh, it's fun to have commentary in your own mind. Yep. He's a grade A special boy. Yeah. And yeah, it just all comes back around where he succeeds. He is the winner. He achieves. And he is the dumbest motherfucker in this movie.
Yeah.
He's literally the dumbest person in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Not he's got some wherewithal about him. Like he has some skills or whatnot. And you don't have to
Can this man flip in the air for no reason? You bet.
Yes.
This man has
not grossed out by bugs exploding all over the place.
Because he's a man.
He's a man.
He's a man doing manly things.
Okay. And doing it for the right reasons.
Yes.
And because his teacher said that's what makes a good person.
Dude, there's a scene in this movie, just very quickly, because they do that flash propaganda and stuff like that. I fucking died when they were all the kids were going around squishing the cockroaches, and the woman behind was like, yeah, get them. That's so fucking funny. So unhinged. Yeah, but it's perfect.
Again, all of society has been mobilized to this one cause, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Which is not necessary. That's not a good thing.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also the propaganda things in there where they're like, here we are doing our part. And they're like handing the kids the guns and being like,
buddy.
Also, thank you to whoever created this meme, because I love it. The where they've taken at the beginning of the movie, where they're like, I'm doing my part, I'm doing my part.
Oh, yeah.
And then they've done it with I Think You Should Leave, where he goes, I haven't done shit. Pitch perfect. I love it. This is what we love. Yeah, I love all of that. I just another quick thing I do want to raise up is racism clearly still exists in this world, because all of our characters are from Buenos Aires, and all of them are white.
Yeah. Oh yes, and I believe that's very purposeful.
Yeah,
it is very purposeful to be like, look at all of these. Fascists. I don't know. Like,
Yeah. Are you saying fascists have a certain look to them?
Yes, I would say that. I would generally say that. It was very, I believe, very intentional. I think, because this is based off of a book.
It's based off a book, yeah.
Because I was reading that in the book, the main character was actually Filipino, but he didn't, but there was no reference to that until the very end. And that was on purpose, because you were picturing a certain type of person
the whole way through.
But then for the movie, they were like, no, we're gonna really make this as obvious as possible what we're talking about, even though it was very poorly received.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird movie to watch, because as we said, it's not subtle, but you definitely don't watch this going like, this is good and this is right. You know, you go, there's something really fucked up about this.
Well, because I don't think there's a ton of movies where the main characters are the villains.
Yeah, that's true.
Or the purpose of what we do. But
yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think there's a ton of movies where, it's very, and that's the point of it. I guess is what I'm saying, is the point of the movie is that everybody you're watching and the main characters.
People you're rooting for a lot of the time too.
Yeah. Although what I liked about this movie, because we were just talking about anxiety, watching movies anxiously or whatever, because everybody, in my opinion, was just so shitty. I had literally zero anxiety watching this movie.
Oh, okay.
No death bothered me. I was just kind of yeah, go again.
Oh, I guess it's their turn to get it.
Yes,
now.
Exactly. I was just so removed from it, because I was okay, I see what we're doing. I see the point. This was one of the few movies I felt like I could put my feet up and be like, ah, amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel any like strong tension. Like, I wasn't sad when he got dumped. I was like, yeah, dump him, bitch. Like, I felt nothing for any of these characters. And I know that sounds insane, but it was really refreshing.
Yeah. They were just like, okay, there's an action scene where like some humans are now going to get their asses handed to them. Because in every battle we see, the humans get their asses handed to them. And I think that might be somewhat intentional.
Well, yeah. Also, home team advantage, you know what I mean?
Home team advantage. But look at how ineffective their guns are against those bugs.
Oh, yeah.
The government knows what the bugs are. They know how to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
They have explosions. They have air cover that can take out a whole bunch of them. But they still put all these like Marines or infantry or whatever they're called in this movie, like in the way where they're just emptying clips and clips and clips into these bugs, not being effective at all. And like, at what point were you just like, okay, not this gun though?
There's a scene where I can't remember his name right now. Neil Patrick Harris's character is literally shooting one of these things that's in a cage. And I'm like, how do you not know who the bad guys are?
Yes.
I was like, this was literally in a cage. And he's just like unloading on it, being like, okay, so see, if you get the arms, it's not going to do anything. You got to get it right.
Right in the brainstem, yeah, or whatever. Yeah, and they're dissecting them in high school classrooms and mm-hmm. things like that. Like before this movie starts,
it's dark.
They have been like, oh, fuck these bugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no respect to them whatsoever.
I know, because yeah. I also just feel very personally about it. I this is gonna sound fucked, maybe, but sometimes I call myself the cockroach to myself.
Okay. I mean, you fill in the blanks before I do.
No, it's just like, I call myself the cockroach. I'm like, anytime I have to go through something where I'm like, okay, this is going to be tough for a minute. I'm like, no, that's fine. You're the cockroach. You survive.
Okay.
You're a survivor. Okay,
I get
you're
what
out
you're
here.
Saying.
You're going to do it. Okay. You can climb out of the hole. You're the fucking cockroach.
Weirdly positive.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Weirdly positive.
I was like, am I going to have to talk Rebecca back up after this?
No!
Girl, you're not the cockroach. Everyone loves you. Like,
No. I'm like, no. I'm the cockroach. I can survive. I've survived worse.
I can get through this.
Yeah. Your life has been hit by a nuclear bomb before.
Oh, so you're really identifying with these bugs.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you're like, I'd get through it. But honestly, bugs freak me the fuck out for that reason. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, the whole like hive collective mind thing. I know I'm arguing for them here on this episode, but like genuinely, like ants, termites, bees, like those social insects, I'm just like, you're too perfect. You're like, you know?
Mm, oh, no, I love
too,
that.
You're
about
too
them.
Perfect.
I love that. Depends on the bug for sure, but like I can't remember the last time I killed a spider.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I think I'm allowed to say that because we live in Canada. Okay, if I was living in Australia, I might have a different vibe to me. Okay, there's some areas of this world where I'm like, I'd probably kill some more bugs for sure.
Thank God we get a frost here.
But there's just certain bugs that I respect. Yeah, you know what? I have had an exterminator before for some cockroaches, but that's also because they were climbing out of the electrical and at a certain moment.
I don't care for cockroaches at all. They're my...
What are you trying to say to me, Craig? What are you trying to say?
Their form factor grosses me out.
Of course, yes.
Oh, it's just... Ugh. Like, I'm okay with like a grasshopper or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, just a... Ugh.
Well, ugh. Yeah. It's got to be some sort of genetic thing where you're just like, oh, yeah, like I'm supposed to not like that.
Yeah.
Something about this I'm not supposed to like.
Yes. Yeah,
it is
very instinctual.
Me. Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Do you have anything else on this?
No, that's it. The bugs were right.
Yeah. This is one of those movies where I will say I think I'll put it in rotation. Like it's going to be in my rotation now.
Yeah, it's
where
kind
I'm
of
like,
fun.
I had a good time watching it. It was a bop. And I get, once again, very rarely... Have I watched a movie and not been at least a six for anxiety? You know what I mean? I really get stressed out for non-existent people all the time.
Yeah.
It's so stressed. And this was perfect because I did not care for not one of these people. And it was awesome. I know that sounds strange. I'm sorry. And now it is time for our ranking of the villains. Obviously, I'm covering the bugs here. I've got the bro scale. So the jock bro scale. So from crushing a beer can on your head to some good old classic hazing. Where is it? Doesn't matter. Just picture whatever you want on that. I am going to give the bugs a keg stand. They're just a good, they're having a good time. What's the problem? Leave them alone. Okay. Let these people have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. I've done a keg stand or two in my life.
Me too. I'm sure that surprises no one.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. So I've got the space bug scale, you know, space bugs. Mm-hmm. So on a scale from the Zerg from StarCraft, which I was talking about before, yep. Love them. We require more minerals. To the Xenomorph in Aliens, one of the fucking creepiest fucking space bugs there are. I'm going to give the bugs in Starship Troopers a tardigrade, a.k.a. the little water bears. You know, they're just leave them alone in their own little world, and they'll they'll take whatever you throw at them and keep on ticking.
Oh, cute. That's cute.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're going to get to our heroes and villains of the week in a second, but first, a couple ways that you can support the podcast. If you have a couple bucks, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/thevillainwasright. Patreon is a monthly subscription service where you get access to bonus content in exchange for supporting the artists you love. And if you choose to support us at our highest tier, $7 a month gets you two bonus episodes every month. Guys, this month, popular demand. We did Tremors earlier this year. Everyone kept messaging us, be like, you got to do Tremors 2. So for my bonus episode, I finally given in. We're doing Tremors 2.
Yeah.
And then later this month, you said we're doing J-Lo's This Is Me. Loaded. ...
Yes. Now. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Rock hard.
We also have tiers where you can get episodes early. You can vote on our audience choice episodes, or even just at $1 a month, you can get ad-free episodes every Thursday. So check that out at patreon.com/thevillainwasright. And if you want to get in touch with us.
As always, we are on Facebook, we are on TikTok, we are on Instagram if you want to follow us at villainwasright. Also, if you want to talk to us, you want to send us an email, you can email us at villainwasright@gmail.com. We read each and every one of those emails. And all of your suggestions are put on a giant list that we go through and then laugh and have a good time and try and group these movies together thematically sometimes. And now it is time for our heroes and villains of the week. I have a hero, just a nice, my hero of the week is your friend that plans. We all need a planner, okay? And I hope you have that. If you're listening, I hope you have that friend. Or maybe that friend is you. And I want you to know that you are appreciated and loved and wonderful. I love it. I have one of my planner friends. She's a hobbies girl. She loves a hobby. She knows I love a hobby. And she went, you know what? Do you want to make a stool this weekend? And I said, yes, I do. I do want to make a stool. And she's like, okay, it's this much money. It was not very expensive. And we went on a Saturday morning, me, a couple of my other friends, and we all left with our own leather top stools. And it was so much fun. We got to stitch the leather ourselves. We, you know what I mean, like all the leather work on it, all the woodworking. it was just like a super fun time. So I just want to shout out my hero of the week is your planner friend. We need you. We love you. Thank you so much.
Badass looking stool too.
Ah, I saw thanks, that on buddy.
Instagram. Oh
yeah.
Oh, looks good.
Oh, it's one of those like kind of like camping, almost like a camper
like
chair.
Like a tripod.
Yes,
kind of
exactly.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
Just hugs the crotch, you know? Just
yeah.
really
oh, those
gets
are
up
pretty
in
good,
there.
Actually. Yeah. Just like, well, if you're, you know.
Just a little extra security.
Yeah,
you know
there you
I mean?
Go. That's what you want.
What do you got for us, Greg?
So I have a villain this week. Very
Ooh,
much.
I like
very
that.
Much a villain.
I like that.
I just kind of mindlessly posted something on TikTok, and it was, I had someone comment some fucking crazy shit on it. So just to give you the context.
Which is wild for the internet. If you're already like, this is crazy. That's
yeah.
Like-
well, just, yeah, exactly. So just to give you the context of what the TikTok was, is I just sat there and I said. This is it entirely. I was like, I was talking to my fiance, and she was mentioning how a lot of men get defensive or upset when their wives or their partners are more successful than them in business or life or whatever. Okay. And she said, "Are you jealous or upset by my success?" And I said, "No, of course not. Are you upset by my success?" And she says, "What success?" That's the joke,
yeah,
right?
That's
it's
funny.
Like, it's a joke. It's fine. It's in there. And this guy starts popping off in the comment section. And he says, "How does it feel to be so old and be totally worthless to society?" He's calling me like a beta male.
Funny. He's like, I'm it's sorry.
Like, you're gonna, like, he's getting into some like crazy, like, "You're going to raise men who identify as women and girls who have like 90 sexual partners." Like, and this completely unprompted, just over and over and over, just all this stuff. And he's like, you're what's wrong with society. You shouldn't ever be allowed in your kids.
Jesus
blah, blah, blah.
Christ.
Over that little joke where I say, where Kat says, "What's success?"
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say this right now for everybody. I am not necessarily a confident man. I doubt myself a lot, whether I should be doing things, whether I'm good at stuff. But I can sit here and say with 100% confidence that I am more successful than that man in every regard that it matters. Yeah. I'm more successful with my relationships. I'm more successful in my career. I'm more successful, mental health-wise. Mm. Like nothing gets to me quick. Like, nothing tells me quicker that I don't have to listen to you than being like a beta male. I was like, "Oh, you don't understand how the world works.
Oh,
that's what
that
is. Great." Anyway, he did go on to threaten some of my friends who like commented on it. So I like had to block them and all the rest. But it was just like, "Oh, you're not well." But also, fuck that guy. Fuck him. That's my villain of the week. Yeah.
Yeah. Hope you get the help you need, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know what it is like? Just one final thought on this. Yes. It's like there's a compulsion to be like, there was some word that I said in there that just made them go, "I need to go off on all of this." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need to hit all of these talking points and just keep saying it. And you're like, that is a sickness, right? Like if I were just to mention one thing to you and you're like,
you're triggered.
Yeah. And I was like, it is just so bizarre. And such a weird sickness where you're like, you could sense in them the inability to keep that inside of them.
Oh yeah, it was like I had a like several years ago. I had a stand up clip go viral, and I talked to a few people, and they were like, "Did you read? Oh my god, though, did you read the comments?" And I was like, "Absolutely fucking not! Oh my god, no! I'm not diving into that.
Yeah,
okay,
oh, no,
that's not about
chaos.
Me. That's pure not chaos. That's not about me. Okay, and maybe some of it is, but I think I'll just step back from that for my own." Some sort of self-preservation. Anyway, well, that's it for Starship Troopers, y'all. We did it. We talked about the movie where that was the whole fucking point. Next week, we are going in an entirely different direction. This is a hard shift in tone. Next week, we will be covering Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, and joined by a fabulous guest for that. So you can look forward to that. This is The Villain Was Right, reminding you that we need a medic.
The Villain Was Right is produced by Andrew Ivamy as part of the From Superheroes Network. For more great podcasts like this, as well as webcomics, articles, and so much more, visit FromSuperheroes.com.